HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has told BJP's members of parliament to counter the lies being spread by the opposition about the COVID-19 situation. He was speaking at the BJP parliamentary party meeting. Prime Minister Modi said a deliberate attempt is being made to create a negative atmosphere. He said Congress' behavior is unfortunate. He added they have not been able to digest the fact that the government has come a long way. The Congress and other opposition parties have been attacking the government, accusing it of mishandling the pandemic. The Supreme Court has pulled up the Kerala government for relaxing COVID-19 restrictions in the state for Bakrid. The court said the state government's decision shows the sorry state of affairs. The court also called it an alarming situation. It said pressure groups of any kind cannot in any manner interfere with the right of life and health of Indians. However, it did not cancel the government notification that eased the lockdown in the state. The court directed the government to pay heed to Article 21 and its order in the Kawal Yatra case. At least three rockets hit near the Afghan presidential palace. The attack came shortly before Afghan President Ashraf Ghani was to give an address to Maqsood Al-Ada. There were no injuries and the rockets landed outside the heavily fortified palace grounds, a spokesperson for the interior minister said. No one immediately took responsibility for the rocket attack, which seemed more intended to unnerve than do damage. The barrage comes as the US and NATO complete their final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Royal Enfield has managed to become the leading mid-sized motorcycle company in New Zealand. It is because of the popularity of the Royal Enfield 650 Twins. The company currently sells two bikes in the 650cc category, Interceptor INT 650 and Continental GT 650. Updates to both the premium twin-cylinder motorcycles were introduced a few months back. Both the models are sold across several international markets and recently a new price hike announcement was also made in India. An asteroid, 2008 GEO-20, is headed towards the Earth at 18,000 miles an hour, NASA has said. The asteroid will go past Earth on July 24, according to NASA. The American Space Agency has also said there is nothing to worry about. It has categorized the flying object as an Apollo-class asteroid. It is as big as a stadium or thrice the size of the Taj Mahal. Though the asteroid will be very close to Earth, it will still be 0.04 astronomical units away from Earth, according to NASA's calculations. That's a distance of 37,18,232 miles.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.